brought to you by Satanic International Network. You're listening to the Ooze.
I'm on the cage, every foul wicked spirit in the host, the Ooze.
20 minutes, Daniel Rose on the Ooze, right now.
On the Ooze, it's gonna fucking rock. Be there.
The whole point.
To really happen to have a serial crime
necessitates a certain fortitude.
Now onto our show.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm TC Downey, and this is my co-host, Dark Fool. Matt, how you doing this night?
I'm doing pretty well, man. I'm here hanging out with a couple friends, doing nerdy shit like playing Magic the Gathering, playing Star Wars D&D, and I'll probably never get laid again after having made that announcement. So let's get on to the show, man. What is so special about this show?
Well, I think there's a couple of things, actually, that make it really special. I mean, first of all, it's obviously it's Walpurgis Night, so that traditionally, at least in our subculture, is a night that many organizations have supposedly been founded on.
Awesome.
It's the general thing with it is it's like a spring festival that's very popular in European customs, and it's something that over the years has sort of started to develop a little more significance here in the U.S.
Well, it's definitely had a lot of significance in Europe, for sure. I mean, subculture aside, many people still celebrate it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I believe there's even a ballet that was written with the name of it, and a few other things, like a musical, I think. None of that's really all that important in comparison to why we're celebrating tonight. Tonight, in two different cities in the U.S., a small group of Satanists has gotten together and decided to celebrate the night the way we have. Apparently, you're kind of celebrating it yourself.
Right.
In your little way, so I guess it's all, you know, good for what it is. But what we're going to do tonight, man, is we're gonna pick up the phone and we're going to call these parties.
Awesome.
And we're going to talk to the people who are at the parties. But before we do that, since you're kind of at a little bit of a party, do you want to, I don't know, get anybody there to talk about what they're celebrating this year?
That's right. Hey, everybody, you want to come here on the Ooze and say what you're celebrating tonight? What's our big occasions? Let me put this on speaker. Hold on. All right. Now, whatever you do, Brian, don't get shy.
Yep.
Damn it. All right, guys. What are we celebrating tonight? What's tonight all about?
Friendship.
There you go. Friends. Marty says friendship. By the way, people here, Marty, Dane, Sal, and
Brian.
Brian. All right, awesome. And Brian does not have to take the burrito. I got that.
No, Brian is not taking the burrito. Jorge is off duty, too. So, I mean, this is their night.
All right. And whose turn is it to roll the dice?
Yeah, whose turn is it, man? I guess it's Stain's?
Yeah,
Stain's.
Why is the guy that, doesn't like to admit that he's a Mexican is always being called Mexican. Do what I want.
That's what you get, I guess.
Yep.
That's what I like about Miko.
Yeah,
it literally goes to you. Now. It's so funny.
Right? Yeah, I know. Mexican and Asian.
Or Asian,
yes.
Right?
So close cousins. But anyways, no, turn. Whose turn is it to roll die? Who are we? We're rolling an ish. All right. Brian got the five. Ouch.
But he was here on late.
Awesome.
Yep.
The three.
Well, actually, it's not so awesome, but that's okay. Oh yeah, yeah. He walked right into the room, and Dane's son just punched him right in the nuts. It was beautiful.
All right. So, yeah, Matt, you're never getting laid again.
Nope, never again. I noticed that. I realized that.
All right.
This is all I can scrounge up for a weekend.
All right. We've got our San Diego party calling in, so
all right,
folks, you're up. You,
Matt's turn.
All right, my turn.
Roll, Matt.
All right, Gray Bush, what's up, man?
Hey guys, how you guys doing tonight?
Doing good. How are you, man?
Oh, I got a 5.
Awesome. We're good here. So me and Sammy and their boyfriend Paul are hanging out.
Right on. What are you guys celebrating tonight?
We're celebrating Valpurgis Nacht and just an excuse to get together and hang out and meet each other and, you know, have some steaks and, you know, do a little bar hopping and have a good time.
Right on.
How about you guys?
Hey, Zach, how many people are there right now?
I'm also celebrating that I was born with an 18-inch penis. You guys know this, right?
Do you remember the meter rate that you guys came in around here?
Now, by 18 inches, you mean 18 inches above your knees, right?
Yeah, it was kicked out.
Now, well, I do measure from my asshole, not actually, you know, the base of my penis. I actually measure from my asshole, so it's probably relatively about 4 inches.
Right on.
Yeah.
And so, you had just a couple of people.
Great call if you wanted to call me.
I guess there were a lot of people that wished that at the last moment.
In Diego, yes, we had some LA people that were going to come down, but, you know, transportation, jobs, stuff like that, didn't happen. A couple San Diego people had to do midterms, didn't have transportation, so, you know, what was predicted to be about 10 people ended up being about 2. But that's all right, because that means there's more beer and sticks for us.
Right on. Well, not to mention, I mean, this really is kind of a first-time thing, man, so...
Right.
You know, I think that's important here is to note that, you know, next year will probably be twice as good. So.
Oh, for sure. I'm looking forward to the May, you know, meet-up for Halloween and Austin. I mean, that's the big one that we've been projecting now for a few months instead of a few weeks.
Right on. So hope everybody can get their shit together to do that.
What's that, man? I got some bad echo on my end.
Oh, I said hopefully everybody can get their shit together to be in Austin.
The three of them are piloting the ship.
That'd be cool, man. Hey, I got to get a set of wheels. The only reason why I'm not in San Diego is for that reason, for that transportation issue. So hopefully next year will be better. And, you know, it's starting off slow right now, Zach, but keep hosting it, keep doing your thing, man, and I'm sure it'll pick up.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm not too worried about it. It's growing. The ones who want to participate and be social are doing it. The ones that aren't are not. And that's cool, you know, to each his own. But, yeah, guys, I'm going to let you go, but I just want to call and say hi. We're actually back home now. My reception is going to fail, and we're going to head out to the roller coaster in the bar.
Yeah, that's
nice.
That's fine. Have a good time, man. We're going to call.
Have a good time, Zach.
We're going to call the Austin
right, guys.
Next, so.
All right. Take it easy, guys.
All right. Be good, man.
All right.
All right. So while I sit here and dial in the Austin number, I guess we should point out that it's a really good thing that we're doing this. And, you know, next year it should definitely be much better. In terms of turnout, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, is Sorrell is hosting the
Austin,
Texas party, right?
Yep, that's right.
All
right,
man. Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Is
who's
Jason
this?
There?
Yes, hold on just a second.
Okay.
T?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's going on, man? Drinking and watching Vanessa perform on the webcam and talking to Ken and just fucking having a good time, man. What's going on?
It's calling you to check in and see what kind of good time you're having. We just got done talking.
I mean, there's more
weapons,
more trees, but it's
all
green.
Well, we got the live chat on Sin right now, and Vanessa is in front of the cam, doing a little dance, doing a lap dance to a chair that nobody's sitting in. So it's kind of sad, I guess, because nobody's sitting in the chair. Jamie should sit in the chair.
Yeah, Jamie should sit in the chair.
Hang on a second. Vanessa, right. Vanessa, step away from the chair for a second. Jamie's in the chair. All right, my girlfriend, the coolest chick of the world, is in the chair. Vanessa's taking, smoking a little bit of tobacco off the hookah because this is a family show and shit.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Hey, quit sucking that. Go fucking dance with my girlfriend.
Too funny.
You know what? You know what I've established tonight, TC? I've established I'm the most fucking dominant male in Austin, Texas right now.
That rocks,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, thank goodness for liquid courage, Jason.
That's right, man. Fucking thank Dark Fool. Fucking thank goodness for liquid courage. You know what? I walk around with these balls every fucking day, 24/7, and, you know, alcohol just makes them bigger. That's all it is to it.
Yeah. Doesn't fuck with your perception one bit.
Right,
so we're having a good time. We're celebrating while Perk is not. I'm excited to have Jamie and Vanessa and Ken and Lehi and Paul and Jen and Tim here tonight. We got Ken hanging out with the Sexual Revolutions book. We're watching the old 70s documentary of the Church of Satan on the TV right now. We got the Sin Tiny Chap cam up right now, and I'm lagging by about 5 minutes, but we're having a good time because we got the girls on doing the lap dance thing. It's a good fucking time. It's a good day to be a Satanist, goddammit.
It is, and you know what? I got something to add to that. Okay, so it's not Halloween, but it's Walt Perkins not. But you get the point.
That's right.
Right on. So, Jason, why do you celebrate Walt Perkins not?
Well, normally I celebrate Walt Perkins not in the same tradition that LaVey celebrated. I go out, I have a little drink, I have a steak or whatever. But tonight, I've invited a bunch of people to my fucking house. No clue what kind of damage they're going to do. No clue how much they're going to fucking eat.
What, more
no
than
clue
you?
How much they're going to drink. What's that?
More damage than you? What?
More damage than me. They could possibly do more damage to me because keep in mind that I recently discovered that I was diabetic, so I can't drink myself into a coma this evening like I would normally. But it's interesting. It's interesting to have this different group of people. It's nice to have people that I can talk to about and go, I'm a fucking Satanist, and everybody celebrates that rather than fucking raising an eyebrow and getting all shitty about it. So it's cool, man, to be around people who are like-minded. I had a conversation this evening about Nikola Tesla. I've hung out with my girlfriend. I've seen somebody else's vagina this evening. It's been an interesting night. You know what? And see, Tim saying I shouldn't talk about seeing his vagina. But yeah, we're having a good time here tonight.
Right on, man. Right on. Well, let's play past the phone a little bit and see what everybody's doing. All right.
Okay. Okay, so let me tell the fucking room, because I've been the MC for this whole fucking thing tonight. So anyways, we're going to play Pass the Phone tonight so that everybody can talk to TC and Darkpool and Ken is already stepping up to take the fucking phone, so I'll put it over to Ken, okay?
Rock on.
Alright, never mind. Let's go around the room. Here we go. Hello?
What's going on, man? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fucking fantastic, my friend.
You having a good time?
I tell you what, TC, most of the time, man, I listen to you for some type of intellectual enlightenment, but tonight, it's all about fucking partying, man.
Yeah, I was watching you a few minutes ago. You look like you were having a real good time.
Oh, dude, we got beers, we got fucking dancing going on. You know, in Northern Europe, most of the time they celebrate this holiday with dancing and bonfires. Well, now at least we got half of that going on.
Right.
You know, well, Brian's having a good time.
Dude, I don't think there's anybody here who's not having a good time. So.
Rock on. So what's your poison tonight, man?
Dude, tonight I've been taking shots with Tim. I don't know what he's been giving me. Probably like slipping me some red stag, apparently. I don't know. We'll find out in about 30 minutes if there's a roofie in there. But I'm drinking that and some flat tire.
So,
dude, I've been drinking that for the past two nights in a row, man.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. Hey, Vanessa's over here getting down. You need to talk to her. Let me pass the phone, all right?
All right,
cool.
All right, guys, you guys party on.
Stop looking around, talking on the fucking phone.
Hey, babies.
Vanessa, you look like you're having a good time.
Oh, you can see me on cam, huh?
I can.
Oh, well, hi. Yeah. You want me to twist my nipples?
Well, that sounds good to me.
Yes, we do.
So, what are you drinking tonight, Vanessa?
Tequila and other stuff. I had some Sky and I had some Bailey's before I came here, of course. I had some maple rum before I came here. And then when I got here, I had some of one type of margarita, and now I brought my own margarita, and that's good, too. And
you're a fucking liar!
I called you out.
Awesome.
I'm just trying to make an excuse about being drunk. I'm totally sober. I don't want to get naked anyway.
That sounds like fun.
I'm my drink is right there by the candle on the thing. You can bring me my drink.
Juan just arrived. Juan wants to say happy while Ferg is knocked. Right, Juan?
What?
What
do I do now? Say hi.
Hello.
Well,
that's right.
Rock on, Juan. So, Vanessa, why are you celebrating West Purgis Knox, huh?
Because Satan rocks.
Satan rocks. Awesome. Well, I think we should probably keep the phone moving along. It was good talking to you. I hope you have fun tonight.
All right. Should I pass out a Lehigh?
Yeah, let's talk to Israel.
All right. Lehigh, TP1.
Hello?
What's up, Lehigh? What's up, Lehigh? How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. We're having a good time here. I got the cougar rolling and Nessa dancing everywhere. It's a pretty good party. Probably the best I've been in a while.
When are you going to start getting wild yourself there, man? You sound like you're still kind of low-key.
Wait, say it again. People are laughing in the background. Hold on.
Oh, I said, when are you going to start getting wild yourself? It sounds like you're still pretty much in control, man.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to get wild tonight. I got to drive, and my stomach's kind of upset, so I can't get too crazy.
Right on.
Hey, that reminds me, TC. We should probably put out our own video, Witch Has Gone Wild.
It sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
And the radio.
And the radio. We got to get the radio in the shot.
Are we on the radio right now?
Yes,
oh,
we
yeah.
are.
Which is on the radio.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah, this is the ooze, man.
I think this is the first time I've been on the ooze.
Wow. Yeah. Actually, I think it's the second, but maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, no, you're right. I did call him once to tell a story.
Yes, you did. Yeah. So welcome back on, man. Sounds like you're having a good time. Why are you celebrating Las Vegas now? Why are you celebrating Las Vegas now?
So why am I celebrating Las Vegas now?
Yes.
Because it's a good time to have with people, and you know, I could use a break from work anyway, so it's the perfect night to make excuse to party.
Right on. Any good excuse to party is excellent, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Right on. So Who else is there? We got Jamie there.
You talked to Tim.
Yeah, let's get Tim on the phone.
Hold on, he went into the restroom.
All right, well then do Jamie. We'll do her.
Tim, the phone is for you.
So who are you asking to put on the phone?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Whoever wants to come on next, man.
All right, hold on.
Hey, Jamie, were you on?
Whoever's not puking in the toilet. Let's see.
Which one is the picture?
Hello?
We're going to do
something.
Hello?
TC?
Yeah, you know.
On the phone.
I'm about to get spanked with a paddle. So.
Yeah, we got to stay on the edge for that.
I think Jason's going to spank me with a paddle.
Awesome. You got to stay on the phone.
On the phone.
You got to stay on the phone.
Can you hear him?
I can hear it, yeah.
Mom, get off the phone.
He's drunk, though, so I'm not sure.
I'm going to do a little more crap.
Oh, Tim said you're a pussy. So, oh, yeah. Oh, okay, so you're going to spank me harder. Okay. Yes, spank me harder. Yes, Jason, please spank me harder. Master? No. He is my lord and master.
Again.
Oh, back over. Okay. Riding crop.
Yes. You can call me Miko?
Riding crop. Oh.
There you go.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay, who's next?
Is this Jason's turn?
Yes, Jason is here. Hold on.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hold the phone.
Okay.
After
that. Lehigh, for the photo, for the purpose of the photo, I gotta actually have the whip against her ass. Okay, do it on this side because I'm over on this side. There you go. Impressed. There you go.
Hey,
I hear it, man. What's up?
Hey, well, I don't know. You wanted me on the phone. What do you want? I'm busy spanking fucking women and shit, and you interrupt me. What do you want?
I'm just having to hold the phone over there.
What?
I'm just saying.
What? You know what? Hang on a second. I got some chick in here talking shit about how hard somebody can hit somebody. Bend the fuck over. I'll get the paddle, and we'll see what's what. Oh, see, now we're working out. See, that's what's going on here. That's what, see, this separates the state from the normal chicks. Taking a beating, exactly. You know, wait a second, that sounds harsh. I would never beat a woman, but I would spank her with a fucking riding crop. You know what? There you go, skirt up. Okay, hang on a second now. For photo purpose, I got to have the ad. There we go.
Yeah, you got to move
on. Say, I love Satan. Say it.
I love Satan.
Excellent.
You can see the funniest looks going on in this room, TC. This is great.
Hey, TC. Yeah. Can you hear me, man?
I can, man.
What's going on in San Diego right now?
Oh, I'm not in San Diego. My friend couldn't make it, but Zach was there. He said it was a small get-together and a small turnout. It sounds like you've got the party going on. You've got the floor,
well,
man.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What's going on in San Diego? Fucking nothing. That's what's going on in San Diego. Austin, Texas, on the other hand, we're doing some crazy shit. We're doing some satanic shit here in Austin, Texas. We got the Sin Tiny Deck going on. We got the fucking ooze going on. We got naked women. We got spanking. This is where Satanism is at. The most manifesting Satanism. That's fucking right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Preach on. Preach on, brother. Preach on.
I like to say to, see, Vanessa's running around completely fucking naked, and I'd like to say that this is what I'm talking about people just getting out there and actually doing something, about them being having an agenda and wanting to accomplish something. You know what? No Brotherhood of Satan fucking bullshit has happened like this has happened. This fucking rocks.
What it's all about, Jay.
So, hey, who do you guys want to talk to next?
What about Tim? We haven't talked to Tim yet.
Hey, you haven't talked to Tim? All right, hang on a second. Let me get Tim on the phone.
Tim's my bitch.
Hang on a second.
Right on, man.
Okay. Tim's coming up the stairs.
All right, cool.
So, TC, is there a party where you're at right now? Is it just you?
Guys, just spank the thing?
Yes.
It's just me where I'm at, man.
Oh, that was a weak spank. Hang on a second. Spanking Vanessa's ass, dude.
That was a good one, man. I heard that.
Nice.
See, this is why everybody should fucking move to Austin, Texas. That's why.
I think that's where we should form Satan Land.
Hang on a second. I'm waiting on Tim. Hey, man. Tim and Dark Fool want to talk, or TC and Dark Fool want to talk to you, dude. Hang on a second, man.
What's going on?
What's up, Tim? How you doing, man?
Not much. How you doing? Not much.
Yeah,
a bunch of drunken debauchery at Jason's house over here.
Right on, man.
Yeah, we heard some slapping going on.
What?
Slap,
you get in on that
shit? Oh, sorry. Couldn't hear you. I'm watching a girl slap another girl with, like, spatulas or whatever the fuck that is. Meat tenderizer.
You and your
son? You cut your wrist into it. Jesus fucking Christ. Hit her good.
You tell him, Tim.
Yeah, so hit her good. Put your wrist into it. Yeah, Jason's going to show her how it's done.
Yeah, that's right. You slap a hoe. Jason's drunk.
Exactly. Half her ass is red, the other half is in. You know?
That's right.
Hey, Tim, move close so we can hear the smack sound, man.
No, I'm not going to do it because I will fucking knock her the fuck down.
Tim, get it, man.
You're just doing
the big part
of
high school
pig
up. Awesome. So how's it going down there?
It's going good, man. It's going good.
Yeah.
Glad you're having a good time, man.
You've got lots of vagina on one end and lack of vagina on the other. I'm glad to be on the ladder.
Yeah, her boyfriend here is not so kosher.
He's funny.
Wait, there's being pictures uploaded right now.
Sorry,
here's Jason the tenderizer.
Hey,
man.
Jason, man, what's that?
I think I hit this chick too hard, man. I don't know.
Oh no.
I'm all.
I didn't hear that side of a slap.
Yeah, remember, take her to the hospital and tell them she fell down some stairs.
You know what? You know the best part. You know what the best part of night is, right? There are beers here that aren't twist off, and I'm the only one with a fucking bottle opener. So it's like I'm king of the alcohol and shit. There
you
go.
You gotta teach these ladies the lighter trick at least.
Yeah, the lighter trick. I've got a whole shitload of lighters. Nobody's asked for one. They're up in the they're up in the drawer with the tools and shit.
Right.
That's
so Jason starts to have a great time, man. I don't know if there's anybody left for us to talk to.
My buddy Sal said you should teach him the Kegel trick to open up those bottles.
The Kegel trick. I don't think there's a chick here that wants to try the Kegel trick to open up a bottle.
Right on.
I've heard the complaint is that beer is too cold.
Too cold.
See, now I find it hard to believe that of the three women that are here, that none of them have had a cold cock in them. I don't think it's true at all.
Well, tell them to dig up Michael Jackson then.
Oh, snap.
Okay, and to be perfectly honest this evening, I've already crossed my comfort threshold and everything else. I feel totally uncomfortable right now. So, I know I don't sound like it and shit. I sound like I'm totally at home and everything, but just for the intellectual side of things, I'm worried that I've hurt a young lady and that she's just being quiet about it right now. Okay. She says she's very good. She's trying to assuage. Very, very, very good. She's trying to assuage my guilt and everything.
Oh, I see. So you need to give her one harder.
Oh, yeah.
That's harder. That's right. That's right. You know what? As soon as I'm off the phone and everything else, watch shit, because I'm kicking Vanessa's ass. It isn't going to be a fucking. There's not going to be anything. Anything sexual about it. It will be a beatdown. If I can fucking, I will grab the chair. This will be a thrashing. This will be a thronging. This will be ridiculous. Call the cops now because it's going to be bad.
Uh-oh. One guy, one beer, beerbottle.com.
So I need to get back to some partying, boys.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Have fun.
All right. Check out Sin Tiny Chat. Check out Sin Tiny Chat. There's a naked chick walking around. There's Ken with a, he's a badass with a beer in his hand, hanging out and everything else. Come fucking check it out, man. But anyways, I'm out, dude.
Have a good night, man.
All right, man. Later. Happy Walt Perkins Knock, boys. Later.
Happy Walt Perkins Knock, brother.
Later.
Later, man. Awesome. So, that's the Sorrel camp in Austin, Texas, kicking ass and making names.
Hell yeah, dude. Sounds like it's rocking. Phil, dude. Get a picture of my fresh shit.
I'm going to open up the last 26 minutes of phone calls, people telling us what they're doing tonight.
My party is not as good because I've got people whipping out their preciouses from Lord of the Rings. This is not good. I'm never getting laid ever again.
Right on.
No, not so, right on. It's not good.
So,
I'm digging my grave. I know. Happy Walt Perkins Knock. This is the day Dark Pool died.
Right on. So anybody else want to call in right now? 347-989-1371. Call in. Tell us what you're doing this Walt Perkins Knock. Nobody bites next 5 minutes. I just kill the show. That's the way I figure. So.
No. All right, Ball. So you advance.
I'll work 18
inches.
In the meantime, Matt, is there anything you
can sir.
Tone that background a little bit?
Well, say that again?
Anything you can do to tone down the background a little bit?
Oh, you want me to tone down the background? Okay, let me see if I can do that.
Okay.
How's that?
That's better, man. That's better.
Right. Do I need to advance 18 inches?
Yes, no, maybe so.
Yeah,
hello?
Yeah. That's
oh yeah. Right. Okay. Now I can hear you.
Yeah, I can
hear
myself.
Turn that up. There. Now I can hear you. Okay. Okay. So, how much time do we have left now?
About 25 minutes. That's why I'm giving up 5 minutes to see if anybody wants to call and tell us about their night, or if we're gonna end this early. So.
We're taking that guy's turn or
something. Yeah. How do you want to do? Do you want to do some dialing out? You know, maybe call Jason King or something.
No, I'm not calling Jason King tonight.
Okay, so I'm running in this
Let me see. I might make another phone call here because
just put your droid away.
I'm evil like
okay.
that.
Okay.
Give me a minute. I got a number.
Okay, go for it.
I'm asking, do you want him to come with?
Hello? I think I lost the dark pool. Let's see.
No, you got me. You got me. Muted it for a second.
You muted it. All right, that's cool. Here we go. Dial out's getting ready to roll down. Somebody's
all right.
Get a surprise.
You don't want to come bring that shit.
You're incognito.
All right. Who we calling?
You'll see.
Okay.
Ready to believe you.
He's really insistent on going with you because he knows the area. He knows where to step. He knows where not to step.
Good evening.
Frenchie.
I completely agree with the fact that we have a lot of but we're not responsible for
Reverend Ronald French.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Let me turn down the volume here.
Yeah, right. It's cool. So
are you going to hold until we get there, or are you going to try to...
What are you doing out West
President? Are you going to start a...
Well, I'm going to have to wait until you guys get there.
Me, I'm just chilling out, but as it happened to notice, Ego Diabolus' Cam God band on Tiny Chat from the Tiny Chat Nazis.
Yeah, I saw.
Yeah, it's nighttime right now, right?
I'm about to create
okay, so it's like 2 in the afternoon.
Sorry, right. There's a lot of background noise behind you there.
Here, let me get back. Excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm moving along. Hold on a sec.
Yeah. All right. That's fine. So,
all right, cool.
What do you think of tonight's festivities, Ronnie?
Oh, you know, there's all different types of people, all different types of partying, whether you're having a quaint get-together at, say, at Zach's, for instance, or if you're out, you know, swinging from the chandeliers over at Ego's. You know, a party is a party no matter what level you're at, you know, and it's all good because, you know, we're practicing solidarity and, in a fraternity, So I really think that's great. And it's wonderful to see, by the way, at all levels and in all places, too.
Right on, man. Right on.
Right on, dude.
So,
it kind of gives us an idea to what to do next year, you know? It's kind of like, this is like year one for this. So this is, next year
exactly.
We know it'll be year two to build up. And, yeah. So, in a way, you're kind of setting the precedence. You're trying to make, it's making us, want to not want upends, but more of we can do it too,
Right on. It's interesting because this is actually, whether anybody realizes it or not, kind of a piece of satanic history in a way.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely. Absolutely, I would totally agree with you there.
Especially in dealing with so many independents, so many solitary practitioners, because ideologically we have some unison, but we obviously have some differences, and to group everybody together just to cut loose and, have a glass of wine or a case of beer or whatever the case may be, it's a good thing,
Yeah, man.
It's a good, And unfortunately, TC and I, we live closer to each other than anyone else, and I guess, we couldn't see having a party of two. I couldn't see that happening. But I know by next year we'll have, I'm sure we'll have something going on because we have a lot of other Satanists regionally located elsewhere in Florida that we probably could all get together with and coordinate.
Right. And this is making some serious headway on Satanic International Network. I mean, like, we're starting to organize and get more, finding out who's in your local area. So who knows if the numbers will double by next year and there'll be more of an opportunity and more parties to go to.
Exactly. And like I said, right now it's set to presidents and what a wonderful presidents it is. So I apply the efforts of the people who showed up to the other events, at Zach's place and at Ego's because, the proof was in the pudding on the solidarity part, and there they are. They're jamming out and then they're enjoying themselves.
Right on, man. Right on. Well, I'm not going to drag this show out too long.
Alrighty.
We'll let you go, and we're going to go ahead and end this early so everybody can get back to celebrating.
That's good.
You can have that kitchen down with 30 years.
Unfortunately, like I said, Ego has been banned, or his chat cam has been banned. So, no. I don't know why, but yeah.
Right on.
But anyways, thanks for the call, TC, and you guys have a good night.
Yeah,
all right, later on, French.
All right. So, all right. Matt, happy Waspergers Knox. To all you fuckers out there listening, this is what you could have been doing. And if this was what you were doing, fucking rock on.
Damn right, man. And we'll see you next year, hopefully with more numbers.
With more numbers. And on that note, out we go, guys.
All right, later on. Happy Waspergers Knox.
Thank you for listening to the opinions expressed by our guests or callers do not necessarily represent the opinions held by TC, Zach, Jason, Matt, or any other institution represented by them. If you have been offended by the production of this show, we are sorry, but it's the old expression goes. Tough luck. Special thanks to Dad, Rocky DeRoma, for his contribution to this outro. The Ooze is the Creative Oddity Studios product and is presented by Titanic International Network as its official Blog Talk Radio show. Why waste your time with those other guys?